This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I only say that every day. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining us again from the, she is the weaponized woman, and this is part two of her series with Anthony Stephen Malone. How goes it, guys?
Good. Thanks for having us, Bill.
Oh, yeah. Stephen?
Hi. Thank you for having me on again.
So is it Anthony or Stephen or...
Full name, Anthony Stephen Malone. The guys who know me call me Anthony.
Okay. Very good. I don't know you, but I will call you as you refer to, as you answer to. Hey, Keita, this is part two of a very revealing exposure, if you will, expose that Anthony was telling us. Do you remember where to pick it up? Do you know where to go now?
Well, I think we should review a little bit to start out with.
Go right ahead.
So we talked last time, Anthony, and you told us about how you were undercover, a former CIA undercover operative, where you were in prison in Afghanistan for 3 years, bringing information back to the U.S. and other intelligence. Then you went back home, got a call, and answered that call to go back to Afghanistan when the U.S. pulled out suddenly because you heard that, you know, these women and children and vulnerable people needed your help. And we had troops, you had troops, trapped in country who were in a very difficult position, and you were familiar with the territory. So you went back in, despite having been in a prison for 3 years undercover. Now you went back in under your own name. You got hundreds of people out to safety, went for a cup of tea with the Taliban, at which point you were placed in captivity once again, interrogated, or interviewed, not interrogated, they call it interviewed, and 6 months yeah. later were released. Did you want to pick up your story where you left off?
Yeah, that's pretty much the overview of everything. Well, when we started to talk on part one, I was coming through Uzbekistan, and we were, it was as we were first coming into Afghanistan that we traveled, because at that point, it's important that you listeners know that it's now, obviously a lot of them will know, that it's the 1 year anniversary this month of US and Western troops pulling out of Afghanistan. And obviously, Afghanistan is still a political hot potato, for want of a better word.
Right.
And everything I'm speaking about now happened about over a year ago now. So when we were coming into Afghanistan, literally as the eve of evacuation had ended at Kabul Airport, very difficult to get into Afghanistan at this point. So myself and my colleague, we flew into Uzbekistan. And then we traveled overland through Uzbekistan, through Samarkand, all the way down to the Uzbek border of Afghanistan. We crossed the Freedom Bridge there, and we were greeted by members of the Taliban who were manning the border crossing points. They then gave us an entry visa into our passports and gave us a handshake, and we were on our way. So our first encounter face-to-face with the Taliban was a little bit surreal, for want of a better word. We then took us 12 hours by road to get from the Taliban border of Uzbekistan through northern Afghanistan to Kabul. On the way in, it was quite interesting, and people might find this interesting as well. The journey through northern Afghanistan, we were traveling on small roads at times through all the mountain passes in the shadows of the Hindu Kush to a lot of the dusty old villages along the way. As well, we were passing a lot of burnt out military vehicles, abandoned military bases, forward operating bases, and we were passing through the occasional Taliban checkpoint as well. On the way in there, into Kabul through northern Afghanistan, we didn't actually see any fighting. A lot of bombed out and shot up buildings, with vehicles, yes, but we didn't actually see anything that we were expecting at that point. So I think the world's focus was on Kabul a year ago, but obviously there was still a lot of issues covering Afghanistan, and there was issues in the north, but it seemed to be a little bit quiet. Maybe, in my opinion, it was like too quiet. It was like the quiet before the storm.
Right, before the storm. The calm before the storm.
That. Yeah. So it was. Yeah, you could feel that something wasn't quite right there. Yeah.
It's haunting. I know exactly what you're describing. I've seen that as well. Where you see the remnants of war, but nobody's there. It's completely haunting. I know exactly what you mean. Please continue. I'm sorry, always, I just had to add that.
Yeah. No, it's all right. It was very quiet, and a lot of you viewers will know if there's been a lot of fighting in an area, and then it calms down. It does take a while for things like animals and wildlife to return to that area. So we were literally coming through these areas and we couldn't see anything. No, there was no animals, no birds or anything.
I'm going to assume you didn't encounter any roadside bombs or anything like that, seeing as we're talking right now and your limbs are all intact. But was there any concern for roadside bombs as you were driving through?
As we were driving through, I would say we had to be careful. We're experienced enough to actually know you've got to keep on like the main tarmac, but even then, the road from northern Afghanistan, the only road to Uzbekistan, and it is classed as a main road, but parts of it were actually nearly impassable, which I found very unusual. I thought that particular road would have been in really good condition,
mm-hmm.
and it was not. So that did surprise me. Yeah, so the main road, if you're trying to get up there in a lot of vehicles and that,
okay.
It's not an easy road to circumvent.
Let's hold up right here. We're coming up on the break. Keith, how do they find you?
180firearmstraining.com. You can email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com, if you would like a personalized copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sport.
We have a couple of links we need to give out for Anthony when we get back. This is the Weaponized One with Keita Bussey. Her guest is Anthony Stephen Malone. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This is the Weaponized One with Keita Bussey. Her guest is Anthony Stephen Malone. They're talking about Anthony's trials and adventures in Afghanistan. Anthony, now you've got a book out, right?
Yeah, I've actually written the Honor Bound Rogue Warriors series.
How do they find that?
anyone who wants to find anything on me can be found at anthonymalone.me.uk. That's me, the website. Everything's on there.
Very good. All right. Gita, I let you pick it up where you guys left off.
Yeah, so something interesting the people in these kind of places like to do is place bombs inside of animals that are dead on the roadside that you wouldn't pay any attention to. Me being from Wisconsin, I'm constantly driving past deer carcasses, bear carcasses, no big deal. But when you drive past a carcass there, what goes through your mind? Are you thinking this could be something? Or do you just drive past and hope for the best?
A lot of people who have, a lot of your listeners would have actually already spent time in places like Iraq and Afghanistan, and the IEDs and that, and any of those devices have come on. They're quite sophisticated, and the way they hide them a lot of the time is the enemy actually hide them in plain sight as well. Like
exactly
what you mentioned there, they can put it inside dead animal carcasses. And we've even seen them make paper mache rocks that look as real as what you could possibly get. And I've seen them actually put some shaped charges and IEDs in them. Now, we're not seeing a lot of IEDs in Afghanistan at the moment, but the resistance there, and obviously other elements against the Taliban or internally within the Taliban, they're using a lot of what it's called like a sticky mine, which is like a magnetic mine or magnetic device that they actually put underneath the vehicles. And mm-hmm. we've actually seen an escalation of that kind of attack happening in Kabul as well.
Now, I've seen this. I don't know if you've seen this in Afghanistan or not, but where you and your guys get a house and you can be there for days, weeks, even months, and they have bombs in the house, but you don't know they're there because they don't go off right away. It's after so many passes. You might pass by it 400 times, 4,000 times, whatever they have it set for, and then it goes off after you get comfortable once you've been there a while. Have you heard of any of those?
Yeah, we've come across some quite unusual devices out there. And some of the devices can be controlled by remote control, something as basic as a telephone, a mobile phone. Other devices are a lot more sophisticated, but I'm not really going to go into that on A&L.
Of course. Okay, so you were on the road. You were thinking this is a road well-traveled, it's going to be fine, and it was not what you expected. Can you continue with your story?
Yeah, we traveled down the through northern Afghanistan, got to the outskirts of Kabul. We on our way through, we noticed a lot of checkpoints. Not all of them were manned, but most, nearly all the checkpoints had the white flag of the Taliban on it. So we kind of knew that we were entering like proper Taliban territory as well. And entering Kabul was very surreal because it's a big city, and the hustle and bustle of it was exactly the same as I remembered it when I was there before the coalition troops got pulled out. Only difference was it was the lack of checkpoints. About a year ago, there wasn't that many checkpoints that were actually manned. coming into Kabul or around Kabul. That has changed dramatically over the over the past year. Yeah.
Okay. So, let's see. I had questions. I have to go back and find it. Okay, I'm going to ask you to continue on with your story while I try and remember my questions, because I completely blanked out.
Okay.
Well, let me ask a question. Let me ask a question.
Yeah.
Because we only got like a minute and a half before the break anyway. What kind of freedom of movement did you have when you were going back into these places and everything? How much were you monitored? Were you, or was it because of your status that they sort of ignored you? How did that work out for you?
The freedom of movement that I personally had in the first 3 months was pretty good. I managed to get hold of official documentation. And one of the gentlemen who was driving me around was actually a member of the Taliban. So we had an official vehicle. We had the documentation for that vehicle as well, because all armored vehicles now in Afghanistan have got to be, obviously, at that point, had to be registered with the new government, which was the Taliban government in Kabul at that time. And we didn't get a lot of problems, and we worked it that way because when we were moving people from safe house to safe house, it actually helped keep them safe as well.
Thank you for that question, Bill, because that helped me remember mine, which I'll bring up after the break.
Okay. Yeah, I was just thinking that for doing something clandestine, that freedom of movement would be a big part of it, if you, unless you had to do it so cloak and dagger that you had to you know, do it under the cover of darkness or anything. But we're going into the next break. One more time, Keita, how do they find you and all the stuff you do?
180firearmstraining.com. You can email me 180firearmstraining@gmail.com if you would like a personalized copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports. Also on Instagram, Keita Bussey, or 180 Firearms Training. Same on Facebook.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least 37 people are dead and many remain missing after heavy rain led to flash flooding in Kentucky. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the Biden administration's hearts go out to those affected.
We are doing everything that we can and with FEMA and other other agencies across the administration to be as helpful to the state of Kentucky.
A public health emergency was declared in Kentucky by the Department of Health and Human Services. This gives Medicare and Medicaid centers expanded ability to meet emergency health needs. Health risks posed by COVID are causing more smokers to quit. A new study from the University of California, San Diego says regular smokers purchased much fewer cigarettes and a lot of people quit during the pandemic. This is USA Radio News. Prices at the gas pump continue to slowly decline. AAA reporting the national average price for a gallon of regular gas is down to $4.16 a gallon. That's a drop of 2 cents from Tuesday and 14 cents from just a week ago. The statewide average in California is still the highest in the country at $5.56 a gallon. NASA is discussing what a more active sun means for you. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
NASA said the sun is getting very active, and that could cause problems here on Earth. The space agency warned the activity level of the sun has quickly ramped up. Scientists expect to see more solar flares and solar eruptions that could impact radio communications, navigation signals, and electric power grids here on Earth. The increase in activity could also pose a risk to spacecraft, GPS signals, and even create concerns for the airline industry.
This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better, have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Keita Bassi, the weaponized woman. Her guest is Anthony Stephen Malone. And I just had to jar Keita a little bit. Are you jarred now?
No.
You're not jarred? I didn't jar you into remembering your question?
Oh, in that way, yes. I remember
okay.
now.
Okay.
Yes,
stick with me.
Okay. So, my question, now that you've gotten hundreds of people to safety, you have spent a lot of time in Afghanistan. You've made relationships with people there. You love the Afghan people. They're good people. What do we do moving forward? How do we get this resolved? How do we get our people back?
Well, it's not an easy situation. The first main problem that anyone is going to have when dealing with Afghanistan now is the Taliban is not a functioning government per se. The Taliban is more like an umbrella, and under that you've got a lot of different groupings, the tribal system, there's other networks involved with that, including the Haqqani network. So you've got a lot of, what I've actually witnessed inside Afghanistan is a lot of infighting between the tribes and all the different elements. There's like a power struggle that is happening. One of the big power struggles is actually between the Taliban leadership and the Haqqani family. And that has been going on for some time now. Now, until the Taliban can actually get on with themselves internally, it's going to be very difficult for a Western country to be able to have, I wouldn't say influence in there, but to be able to sit at a table and open up a dialogue. I think it is definitely important that Western countries do open up some kind of a dialogue with Afghanistan, especially now as well, because we cannot afford not to. Because if we don't, then it will become a haven for international terrorist groups, which some of them we've already seen over the past few days, have clearly been operating and using Afghanistan like they did in the old days as a safe haven. But I believe it needs to be an Afghan solution to an Afghan problem. The last thing that I personally want to see is either American or British troops boots back on the ground again. We've tried it for 20 years. We got bogged down in a war. We took heavy casualties. So I think now the West has got to take a step back and let the Afghans deal with it themselves. But whether or not they will, time will tell, I think, on that one.
Right. So, you know, the U.S. says we do not negotiate with terrorists. So how do you think we can work through that to get our people back?
I think there is, even after the drone strike on the Al-Qaeda leader a couple of days ago, I still personally think that there is a window here of opportunity that cooler heads can prevail, and it's getting the right people to the table. It's identifying the right people over there, and it's getting the right people from the West at the same table. If they can do that, then I do believe there is actually some kind of a future. Now, I know a lot of people out there are going to say the one question. We do not want to recognize the Taliban as a government. They don't have to. But as long as they open up the dialogue, it opens up options, and our objective should be to get our people out of Afghanistan. We're not there right. to run a country. Our objective should just be to get on with the people, calm the situation down, and get as many people out as we can, because the numbers that are involved at the moment, I can say this categorically, that we have actually got over 700 British nationals, British passport holders, stuck in Afghanistan. America has got a lot more. So this is going to take a lot of combined effort to get these people out there and get them back safely, or move the quantity of people and the numbers of people that are stuck there. Now, it's only a couple of days ago that the British Foreign Office released an official statement stating that they were not in a position where they can help everybody get out of Afghanistan. Very unusual statement to be released by the British Foreign Office, but it was a very good and a very truthful statement. Rather than trying to tell everyone that they had false hope, at least the British have said we're not going to be able to get everybody out. So now that they've admitted that, I think everyone should now seriously consider open up a dialogue, getting meetings put into play, like some of the meetings that have taken place between American, Britain and Afghan officials in Uzbekistan over the past week or so at the conference in Tashkent. It is possible to get people, but we need to identify the right people within the Taliban foreign ministry, get them to a neutral country, and let's negotiate and get our people out.
Right, so all of us here in this conversation have been there and understand no man left behind. which is why you, Anthony, answered that call and you went back. And a lot of my friends went back as well. I chose not to because I'm a single mother of a little girl and decided it was in her best interest for me to stay home. But I know a lot of my friends did take that call and they went on their own dime. This was not something the government was paying for. This is something that us as veterans decided to do because we had it instilled in us, no man left behind. Well, now things have changed and we can't just go in there and get them out. So
yeah,
we have to look at it from a different
perspective. Now. Yeah. And so I think they need to be high-level political talks to negotiate safe passage. Now, I know the Taliban are saying, and I've spoken to members of the Akhani network, I've spoken to senior members of the Taliban myself while I was in Afghanistan. I have over 22 years' experience on and off in Afghanistan, dealing with Afghanistan. And we need to think a way of being able to open up a dialogue to get these people out because it is now not safe for a lot of Westerners to start to go into Afghanistan because especially now the tempo and the basic feel that is in Kabul, and I've got my finger on the pulse on this one, it could turn very volatile in Afghanistan now towards the West, and it could turn
very quickly.
You know, the last thing we need is a...
Hang on right there, if you will. We'll pick this up when we get back. Interesting. This is a great story. I'm just immersed in it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Keita Bussey. This is a weaponized woman, and she's speaking with this is part two of the story of Mr. Anthony Stephen Malone. So, please, Keita, if you would.
Yeah, so, Anthony, we have a lot of troops, you have a lot of troops, who have all been left behind in Afghanistan, people's loved ones. Do you have any idea what might happen to them going forward from this point?
Well, it's not an easy fix, for want of a better word, but it can be resolved, and I think call ahead now, especially after what has materialized in Afghanistan over the past week. But what people have got to remember is there's like over 700 British passport holders in Afghanistan. A lot of them cannot get out. There is a lot of people, like interpreters, and there is tens of thousands of Afghans who have worked with the coalition forces, the Americans and the British, who have not been able to get out at the moment. Now, what people have got to be aware of is and obviously now it's public. Al-Qaeda and extremist elements operating and are in Afghanistan. They've been there for the past year, but it's only I would say in the past couple of days with the drone strike in Kabul, and that was a public confirmation.
Yeah.
So what the West has got to be very careful of now is there's potentially large hostage situations that might occur. Because when you've got so many British passport holders and so many American passport holders as well in country, then people have got to be very cautious of what they're doing. What I want to say on this as well, the Taliban and extremist elements within the Taliban, they are searching the social media platforms of NGOs that are in Afghanistan. And the Taliban are trying to find any evidence or photographs of any NGOs operating in Afghanistan that have employees or volunteers that are former American or British military. Now, I've actually sat in Taliban headquarters, and I have heard these conversations taking place, and I have discussed this with certain members of the Taliban. But people need to be aware of that fact. The Taliban are looking through the employment list or employees or NGOs that are actually out there in Afghanistan. So people need to be aware of that fact now as well. There is a lot of people that the West need to get out of Afghanistan, but there's not a quick fix, not an easy solution to that at this time. I'm hoping that cooler heads will prevail and a dialogue can be opened up, or maybe a window of opportunity for people to leave Afghanistan. Now, the Taliban say publicly that there's an amnesty. That amnesty has a very big question mark on it, because if anyone is on the Taliban's wanted list, they will be pulled and they will be interviewed. And I've seen it happen.
We know what that means.
I'm using the word interviewed, so this amnesty that people are talking about publicly isn't what it should be called. It's not an amnesty. If it was amnesty, then everyone would be able to leave quite publicly and quite easily via the actual airport. Then they could leave Afghanistan. You have a problem, a lot of these people, like interpreters and people that have worked for the coalition forces, is they need a visa to get into another country, as in America or the United Kingdom, and the administration, the backlog of visa applications or processing people is phenomenal. Hundreds of thousands of people still have to be processed. So I think the administration part of it, it needs to be addressed, and that needs to be addressed quickly as well.
So I would think our troops left behind are intelligent enough that they're going to grow out their beards, buy some secondhand clothing, learn the culture enough to get by and hopefully hide, and our females who are still there, who are troops, hopefully are also able to adapt, and our men will keep them undercover to the best of their ability.
Yeah, there is a lot of that. There is a lot of that happening, and it's the safest thing to actually do at this moment in time. But it's not a long-term fix for hiding everyone there. There's got to be some kind of a cohesive plan to get these people out. And I think it's going to take multiple countries to sit down at a table. And I think I know the word is being used, air corridor, but I think a proper amnesty and a proper air corridor opened up for a period of time, whether that's a week, days, I do not know. But from everything I've seen on the ground there, and on the ground in neighbouring countries, it's looking like there may have to be another evacuation. Whether or not that's humanly possible at this time, we do not know. But hopefully after the drone strike in Kabul a couple of days ago, the dust will settle and cooler heads will prevail as well.
Yeah, I'm just very concerned for our troops left behind. I can't imagine what that must be like and what they must be going through and what they have to do to survive being there, knowing it's only a short-term solution.
I think what people have got to realize is this isn't something that can be fixed by a veteran group or individuals or even teams. we are scratching the surface, and I mean just. This needs to be something done between countries.
Our veterans,
and if it means
what
we've got to get, yeah.
So it's gone. It's gone. It's gone from being a an operational thing to a diplomatic sort of thing. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think the numbers in involved when you've got the move tens of thousands of people, that then becomes not a small thing logistically.
Yeah,
but a loan, that is a big. When you've got the move tens of thousands of people over a short space of time safely. That is when governments have got to roll up their sleeves, get the pens out, get to the table. Because if they can't deal with this diplomatically, then the only other option is boots on the ground. And we do not want to do that. That will inflame it beyond belief.
Yeah.
So I believe the politicians in the West have got a very little window of opportunity now to help put this right, and we have got to, speaking as a veteran,
well,
we need to
let me hold you right there, because we're about to run out of time. Does there need to be a part three? You guys work that out and let me know before we run out of time. Thank you, Keita, for joining me again. Thanks for part two. Anthony, thank you again.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, okay. Anthony. Appreciate it.
Hi, Bill. Thank you for having me on the show. I hope everyone found it interesting as well.
I did. I was losing my marks and my cues and everything. Hour number three is coming up. We're going to be talking to Dean Weingarten from Amaland.com. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.